The U.S. House today passed a bill to allow voluntary labeling of food that contains genetically modified organisms, or GMOs. Alaska Congressman Don Young voted for the bill, which he says he did by mistake. The bill, if passed by the Senate and signed by the president, would gut state labeling laws. That would nullify Alaska's 10-year-old requirement that any genetically modified salmon sold in the state carry a disclosure to consumers. Michelle Wilson-Nordhoff, an Anchorage mom and self-described natural food shopper, says she wrote Young recently and asked him to vote against the anti-labeling bill. She got a letter back dated Monday.
So he told me in the letter that he wrote to me, he said, rest assured that I will oppose this legislation should it come to the House floor for a vote.
Wilson Nordhoff says she noticed the bill was on the floor today, so she called Young's office to find out how he voted. She says she was stunned when she got a voicemail message telling her the congressman voted for the bill. Wilson Nordhoff says the vote is bad for Alaska's efforts to market its wild salmon.
Yeah, our salmon industry, I think once people find out that Representative Young went ahead and supported this, Alaskans are going to be shocked. I mean, this is definitely a huge issue for our economy.
Young spokesman Matt Shukro says it was simply a mistake. Congressman Young pushed the yes button when he meant to push the no button.
Unfortunately, by the time he realized this mistake, the vote had closed and he was unable to change his vote to no.
Shukro says Young has long supported GMO labeling, particularly for salmon. And after the vote, he submitted a statement for the congressional record to clarify his position. Just yesterday, Young wrote a Dear Colleague letter in favor of GMO labeling, in which he urged the entire House to vote against the bill that he and the end voted for. Wilson Nordhoff is skeptical that Young's yes vote was just a mistake.
You know, I just think most of these leaders now in Congress just vote according to what corporations want them to vote for. I don't think they're listening to the people and maybe not even to fishing industries in the state anymore.
Shukro says Young has sponsored two bills in the House that show his true position. One would ban genetically modified salmon, and the other would require product labeling for GMO fish. Young has also explained his accidental vote in a Facebook posting.